So, how can I be of help, Miss Stevens?
Well, as I explained over the phone, I would like to start my own business. I've just been laid off from a previous job and I'd like to invest the lump sum I receive from my ex-employer in a business of my own. But I'm still studying the matter. Some people I know say that I should look into franchising. It might be easier than starting something from scratch. What advice would you give me?
Well, it's true that setting up a new business from scratch can be daunting, even for experienced managers. Franchises provide the concept, training and support to help you get going. Franchising allows people to pool resources and benefit from greater promotion of their products and services and more competitive material costs through bulk buying. A good franchisor helps you reduce risk and provides you with a significant safety blanket. But you have to be careful because there are also a lot of unscrupulous franchisers about who promise the earth but deliver very little.
I'm sure. And what kind of businesses work on the franchise basis?
These days, virtually every industry is franchisable, from restaurants to grocers, hairdressers to beauticians, car repairs to estate agents and all the service industries. But you must be sure that the franchise's success can be reproduced and that it's not down to specific conditions, such as personality or a particular location. I would advise you to consider businesses that have been tried and tested beforehand. If possible, you should meet other franchisees before making any decisions, and not just those who have recently started up because they might still be in their honeymoon period. The experienced franchisees are the best people to evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of a franchise. But don't base your decision on this information alone. It would be wise to carry out your own research so that you get to know the sector you'd be working in.
But say I wanted to become a franchisee, would I have to pay an upfront fee to the franchisor?
Well, obviously they don't give you all that support for nothing. Franchisees must buy into the concept, usually by paying a start-up fee as well as an annual percentage of their turnover and an agreed figure towards marketing and advertising. You would need to make sure that the cost of entry and royalties is fair compared to your own potential revenues. Before starting, you should investigate all the financing options. Above all, make sure that you get a pre-contractual information pack, which should include 2 years of accounts. If a franchisor isn't very forthcoming, they're probably hiding something. In any case, it would be wise to get a solicitor to look over all the legal contracts before you sign up.
Well, thank you very much. You've been most helpful.